Tina, how may I help you?
Hi, Tina. I actually forgot to... I actually left out a little bit of information there. So one of the things that's great with us is that we can get you an answer within 24 hours.
Okay.
And money in your bank in 48. So, like, pretty much as soon as we have that answer for you, we're going to call you. And if you take it, we can have the money in your bank account next day.
Okay.
And we also do discounts on early payback, which is great for the housing industry, because that's actually why a couple of my other clients have taken this offer, is because they'll take the money, use it, make the money on it, and then pay it back early, and then get up to 25% off of what their interest would be. And then every time they come back afterwards, and it's because they're an established customer, we've worked with them before, they get better rates and more money.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. And then can you tell me, like, a range of interest rates?
I've seen them as low as 3%, and then I've seen them go as high as 27.
Okay. Just depending on...
Yeah, it really is how much money you want.
Right.
Then once again, it kind of depends on your gross annual sales, how much money we can get you. But
right, and what they look like on paper with their tax returns.
Exactly. Returns. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of more like what you look like on paper.
No personal guarantees, correct?
What do you mean by that?
Do you have a personal guarantee included in your loan?
Not that I believe. Give me 1 second. Let me ask my senior. So I don't think there's a personal guarantee, but it doesn't go on the business. It doesn't go on personal credit. It goes on the business credit.
That's
okay. Another good thing too.
Now, what happens if we're not on Dun & Bradstreet because they don't pay for the? You have to pay to get on Dun & Bradstreet.
I'm sorry.
Is
one
that
more
a
time?
Requirement?
To get on Dun & Bradstreet.
Yeah, I'm guessing you use Dun & Bradstreet for a.
Oh, yeah.
Business check.
Yeah, so
his
the D&B credit profile.
Will not pay Dun & Bradstreet for that.
And the only
way you can get on there is to pay, I guess.
So we base it out there. So if you're in our system, you're already on there, I think. Because that's kind of how we base it off of.
What's the name of the company you called?
I'm sorry, one more time?
What is the name of the company that you called?
For
this phone call.
Oh, for this phone call, and we just use our own personal company.
No, I mean, what company did you call for Megan?
Oh, Amberwood Homes.
Okay, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure you had the right company.
Yeah, that's still who it is, right?
Amberwood Homes. Yes.
Yeah, and do you know who the new owner is by any chance? Just in case I get an email, and you know, I'm not like.
Well, if you Google Amberwood Homes, you could probably find them.
Okay, and your name one more time, my dear?
I'm Tina. My name's Tina.
Tina, okay.
But I will share this information.
Okay, yeah.
With the owner. I don't know if they're still interested in this or if they're interested in this or not.
Do you know why they were looking into it?
Huh?
Do you know why they were looking into it?
No.
Just kind of to help them out, get them a couple houses built,
yeah,
and then
short
flip
term,
them?
Yeah, it was short term.
Yeah, that happens a lot in that industry. So,
but I've got your number, and Amberwood Homes is always self-financed.
Yeah, and one more question, if you don't mind, like, how much would you be looking for?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
You know, you said $250K, so I don't know the answer to.
Well,
that's what
you've just been pre-approved for. Like, say, if you wanted $700,000, we might be able to get you that. If you wanted, like, a mil,
it's a one-time loan, right? And then it's not a revolving loan.
No. So, like, okay. Because of, like, so if you work with us once, you have that established relationship, we want to work with you again.
Right.
We like to give you better rates and bigger discounts, that kind of stuff. Yeah, the biggest thing, though, is that payback discount is what I've been hearing a lot of. from that.
Well, of course, because if they finish the house, they got their money, and now they don't need yours.
Exactly, exactly. Right. And if you can flip it and you make the profit,
right,
it's already a done deal.
Right.
You pay less, you get
usually,
more.
Yeah. On ours, what we're doing is we're building custom homes. Only
okay.
custom homes. So we either are getting draws or we're getting a cash buyer. And we're still getting
contracted,
draws from
right?
that cash. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. I totally understand that.
So,
that's been a huge issue,
but,
especially
yeah.
out here. Like I have a acquaintance that does the same, and he just finished a home actually, and it's going through inspection right now.
Right.
And
right.
he's like, yeah, it's the worst. He's like, the only reason that I managed to do it so quickly though is because they were willing to pay up front. So.
Right. Right.
But
well, and that's what happens. You're fronting in a lot of cases when it's a custom home and you're getting draws from your buyer. You're fronting the money up front, and you don't generally get your profit till the end.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're having to
exactly.
prepay you're having to prepay your subs, you know, and those first, you know, your framing, your concrete, and
you got to do all your materials, all the labor, all that kind of stuff.
That's probably 60% of your sales.
So totally
you're having
understand.
To upfront all that, and so you know. So anyway, but Elias, I will share this. You know, like I said, if you do not hear from this person, his name is Billy Johnson. He's the owner of Amberwood.
Okay.
If you don't hear from him, it means he's not interested.
Okay.
Okay.
I understand. Yeah.
But he usually, you know, if he is interested, he will call you.
And we do offer competitive rates as well. So if he's like shopping around,
right,
we can help you out with that as well.
Okay. Sounds good.
Did you want the email just in case, and then that way?
No, I'll just give him the phone number, and if he wants it, he'll give you his email.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, sounds good.
Alrighty, Tina. I hope to hear from you guys soon.
Okay, thank you.
Hopefully we can help you out.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Bye.